Okay. So, moving on. Last week we sort of put out a call for other people to call us on our call-in line. That was a lot of calls in that sentence. We did get a couple of calls this week. So I guess I'll just go ahead and play them. This first one is actually from sort of an unexpected listener.
Oh, okay.
His name is Javier. He used to work with Lauren when she worked for OFA here in Dallas. And then he moved to California for school and then recently moved out to Miami to focus on the campaign out there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm really stalling here because I'm looking for the audio file.
Hi, Javier.
That's sort of the context. So, yeah, we're really happy that we have, you know, at least one listener that's not our mom.
Right.
Lauren has told me that she hasn't listened to the podcast yet.
Well, I'm sure she's busy.
Well, yeah, she works like 14-hour days, so.
Yeah.
I'm calling late about the naming thing. What about MK Chivalry? Kind of a take on Mortal Kombat Trilogy. Just because the internet loves nerdy game references.
Okay, so I'm not certain if everyone was able to hear that. Hopefully I can go back and make that a little louder when we put this podcast out. But I think he was suggesting we call the podcast MK something? Did you catch what he said?
I thought he said trilogy, but it sounded like there was an S, like syllogy.
Okay, well let me see if I can boost the volume just a little bit more. And we'll play it again.
Okay.
I haven't listened to this either. And of course the Google text thing, the Google translation was no help again, so.
Okay.
All right, here goes.
Okay.
Naming thing. What about MK Chivalry? Kind of a take on Mortal Kombat Trilogy. Just because the internet loves nerdy game references.
Okay, so I think that word was Sibylry.
Sibylry?
Sibylry, so sort of a mix between sibling and I think he said trilogy.
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
Okay. But I love that it was Mortal Kombat because that's kind of perfect.
Yeah, that really was perfect. We didn't plan that out in advance. There's nothing in the Google Voice text translation that said anything about Mortal Kombat. Yeah, that's a really good suggestion. We're going to throw that in the pile along with Two Peas in a Podcast, Hey Mom. What was that Irish handsome boy
Declan.
Name?
Declan.
Declan. And I actually did a little bit of investigating. There actually is a podcast called Two Peas in a Podcast. So unfortunately we probably can't use that name.
What about Two Peas in a Momcast?
I didn't look that one up. I just assumed that nobody would pick that name.
Yeah.
I did search for Hey Mom. There are a couple of podcast episodes called Hey Mom from various podcasts, but I couldn't find any actual podcast called Hey Mom, so that's always an option.
Okay.
We could go with something like really long and maybe it has lots of colons in it, like Two Sibs, colon, Two Peas in a Momcast, colon, Hey Mom.
Colon, The True Lifetime Story.
Yeah, colon, MK...
Civilry. Yeah.
And then we have some, like, weird abbreviation. Okay, so that was a good call. Thanks, Javier. Thanks for calling in. If anybody out there, you know, has any other name ideas, you know, please feel free to call in and let us know. Probably we're going to pick a name before the next podcast goes live. Just so that we can, you know, put this out on iTunes or whatever with a real name.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but if you do If you do think of a name, send it in, and we'll discuss it probably off air. But we'll still play it next episode. So, but you can also always call in for any other reason.
Yeah.
Okay, so we did get one more call. A little bit of context. This is Mom. I believe she has listened to the first two episodes.
Yeah.
So she's all caught up. So let me just go ahead and play this.
Hi there, this is your mother, and I am enjoying your podcast. I just wanted to let you know that I am not, in fact, a Wiccan, and you don't need to worry about that. I am finding it rather humorous. Really loved the pet names Rorio and Riley Pants. I think that those are adorable. And in fact, there are four Baldwin brothers. There is Alex, Stephen, Daniel, and Billy Baldwin.
Okay, I'm going to pause it right here. what were the Baldwin, or what was the third Baldwin name that we came up with last time?
Dirk. But I did come up with Daniel before that.
You did come up with Daniel.
And Billy, I can't believe I left off Billy. He might have been the one that was in that awful movie you described.
No, I'm pretty sure it was Steven.
Steven, okay.
Yeah, I'm almost positive.
All right.
Okay, let's play the rest of this call.
Okay.
Thanks to Google, .com. And wanted to say that I think that the name of your podcast, if you could do something like along the lines of 6 degrees of separation, so maybe... So that you would have to determine what the how this person that calling in is actually related to you, to the Sweeneys or the Bowens or both in some way or another, and that might be part of fun of having someone call in is you know, the whole Kevin Bacon 6 degrees of separation thing. So anyway, just wanted to say enjoying the podcast and hoping that you guys find a name soon. But that's my 2 cents worth, and yeah, thanks. Bye.
Oh, Mom, I love you.
Yeah, that was a great call.
It was a great call.
That was almost as good as the guy who called in last week and just spouted gibberish for 12 seconds and then said, I love you. No, who am I kidding? That was way better.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think about the idea of calling the podcast Kevin Bacon?
What about just bacon?
Bacon? Two bacons in a momcast? I do like the idea of sort of determining how the caller is related to us.
Uh-huh.
So anytime somebody calls in, I think there's probably two options. One option is we could just have them tell us how they're related to us.
Mm-hmm.
So sort of make them do all the work.
Right.
The other option is for them to just give us a name and maybe how they know us. And then we'll sort of go to, genealogy.com. And find the great-great-great ancestor that's common between us.
That seems a little excessive.
Does it?
Yeah. I mean, I think we could probably just be like, how do you know us?
Sure, okay.
Because I don't think Kevin Bacon's actually related to all those people.
Oh, that's true. Well, I mean, if they're calling in... and we know them. We probably know how we know them.
Right, yeah.
I think the thing is, if they're calling in and we don't know them, are we going to put the onus on them to figure it out, or us?
Probably them, because we might not ever find out. Like, what if one of our friends tells one of their friends who we don't know, and then that friend listens to the podcast and they call in, and they're like, hey, I'm Dirk. And we'll be like...
Dirk Baldwin.
Yeah, we'll be like, Dirk Baldwin?
Like, I know you from the time that I said that you were less than human.
I mean, we would just have no way of knowing how how they knew us, you know, unless we knew the friend well enough to know that they had told a friend.
Sure. So, okay. So if you're out there and you're a listener and you don't know who we are, I'm probably wondering why you're listening to this show. But yeah, next time you call us, just call in and, you know, tell us how you know us.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we'll probably say something funny about that.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, so, I mean, is there any podcast name that you think we can come up with that's sort of related to this sort of 6 degrees relationship thing?
Well, I mean, degrees of separation could be an interesting name because it does get at the Kevin Bacon thing. And also, like, degrees of separation from reality, like, you know, when we start talking about babies having gills.
Sure. I mean, we could just call it degrees of separation. This show is a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, that works.
I mean, this show is completely factually based.
Yeah.
Okay, so degrees of separation from reality? Is that the...
Yeah, or just... I sort of just like degrees of separation.
Degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll throw that into the mix, too. And before next week's show, we will come up with a name. Yeah, thank you, Javier. Thank you, Mom, for calling in. If you want to call in... you can call us at 424-2SIBS-99. That name will also change. That number will change once we come up with a new name, probably. You can also email us at 2SIBSpodcast@gmail.com. That's the number 2 SIBS podcast@gmail.com.